Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and once again mild, our high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Good morning, y'all. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Got your host, James, here, joined by your program director around these parts, Seth Habacker.
Good morning, all.
Hope you're having a great start to your morning out there, everybody. We want to start off by thanking our good friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. We appreciate the team over there giving us these couple of hours to hang out with you, play your music, get you the text to win contest words.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that that we get to do. And diving into our National Day of calendar, I had some fun with that one earlier. Cider Day. Got a cider day.
Well, oh, yeah. What better day in the fall, man.
Right.
Cider's the best.
Just it's as soon as I said the word, I'm like, oh God, I want cider right now.
Perfect.
Got a story here that I actually, and something I've been doing a little bit more of is, you know, these crossover stories, ones that kind of we can do on this morning show and over on 97.5.
Ah, okay.
And I wanted to get your take on this along with Laura's a little bit later.
Sure.
And in part because of both of your, like Laura goes to a bunch of shows. She goes to a lot of concerts and everything. You, I know you've been to concerts, but you also were behind the scenes of these things a little bit.
I sure was.
I just like music. So I don't really have much brains to bring to this one. But country music festivals are hitting a wall in 2025. In just a few months, three major events have either been canceled or put on hold, raising big questions about the future of live country music. In July, the Country Roads Music Festival in Michigan was canceled, and that was a spinoff of the Faster Horses Festival, which had already been shelved. Then, a few weeks ago, organizers scrapped the inaugural Iron Hills Music Festival in Alabama, only weeks before its scheduled debut. And the lineup was set with Turned by Troubadours, Jody Messina, and Chase Rice, a strong lineup.
Right.
They said low ticket sales and soaring production costs made the event financially and operationally impossible. And now another blow, Country Jam Colorado, billed as the state's largest country fest, will pause in 2026.
Wow.
Organizers explained the move as a chance to reevaluate the plan for the future, which seems like the event could return. But what's going on with country music festivals? Are they in the decline? Or is live music just too expensive nowadays? And I think that, like a lot of things in life, there is no, you know, this is the answer, that's it. It's multiple things.
Right.
I think that, yes, the cost of prices for these tickets are insane.
That's got to be, for me, the number one thing, not just for, like, festivals, but just seeing one band, right? We've seen it. That just everything's going through the roof.
And I don't. And when I say that, it's not just the ticket. But by that, I mean as well that for these promoters, these concert venues, the prices have gone up as well. It's not. We were able to have like 50,000 music festivals 10, 20 years ago because they weren't as expensive. With the rising cost of literally almost everything, it feels like.
Yep.
And nobody getting paid more. Yeah, they rave. You hear them talk about rising prices, but nobody ever talks about rising wages.
Wages, right?
Or anything. So this is one of the more obvious things that you can have. I don't think this has anything to do with country music. I think it has to do with just the financial situation we're all in.
Right. And I guess I didn't realize how many country music festivals there were, and that it's not a unique thing, but it's much more on the countryside that they do music festivals than they do on, like, the rock or, you know, hip hop. I don't, you know, many of those at all. You know, there's a couple of big rock ones, but only a couple. I mean, you've got country, like, almost every state has, like, a country music festival. And it's just getting to be too much. I just think it's too much. People can't go to all of them anymore. They have to pick and choose, I guess.
The ones that are surviving, like Coachella and those, tend to be more, we've got a ton of different artists.
Right.
We've got a bunch of different genres.
An eclectic grouping, yeah.
And they're an experience. You're going to it, and you're it's saying that you went to this and some of that and everything too. If you don't have a branded festival, if you haven't been around, you know, we've got a couple here in Wisconsin that are have been around for 20, 30 years, and those seem to be doing pretty well.
Right.
But I think a major part of that is they're an established brand already.
They're established. And I think people still, you know, are going to go to those big ones, make plans, you know, say, I'm going to this year, or whatever thing. So if you get new ones that pop up, it's like, well, you know, I can't afford to do that anyway, so I might as well just keep going to the one I've been going to.
What I'm curious about, what I think it can be, could be different about country music, and maybe even more so bluegrass folk music than other genres, is a lot of these artists oftentimes will take things in their own hands and try to do their own shows or try to run off and do their own thing. And maybe it's not a stadium, but it's they're doing you know big bigger venues and stuff that that their fans can afford.
Right, and that's the thing,
The one of the things that brings us to music, and especially with country music, one of the things I've learned about country music is relatability. Can you relate to your audience?
Yep.
Can you talk to your audience? Not we're not talking about wearing a brand new flannel with the tag still on it on a tractor so you can take some pictures. Have you actually gotten your hands in the dirt?
Yeah.
That's a big part of country music. It always has been. Right now, the modern equivalent of that is, how are you suffering? How are you, how can you relate to my life? How can you relate to what me and my family are going through?
Right.
If the artist can't do it, it's not sure as enough not going to not only get them to download their music, it's not going to get them to come to their shows.
Exactly.
I think that some of that is there too, where there's a bit of a break for people with artist and you know fan that's going on there.
And that's what it'll be interesting to see going forward to see what happens with these, if they try to keep going with them or if they do cut down on the number of festivals.
One of the things that I think brings people to is the venue itself and the location. One of the more famous locations is Red Rocks Amphitheater.
Oh, yeah.
I would see any show at Red Rocks. Literally any. Like, I could, you can't name an artist and I'd be like, I don't know, I don't want to see that.
If you see, you know, insert band name here live at Red Rocks, there's a reason for that, because it has such a good sound. It's good acoustics there, which is why it's great to play and record there as well.
And the experience of going there, it's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. I have heard traveling, like actually walking to the arena and everything, is quite a trip, getting up there and everything. I can't imagine what it's like for the bands to get their equipment
stuff in there,
and everything. Well, Jordan Davis just did his first ever show at the famous Red Rocks Amphitheater, but he also had a special guest join him, and it was none other than NFL Hall of Famer Peyton Manning.
Why?
Peyton, because this is just what Peyton's doing now. When he's not commentating games with his brother, he's just bopping around, just hanging out, doing commercials here and there, and you know, getting paid. Peyton keeps showing up at do country concerts, and it is anybody's guess. He just keeps doing this, but he's usually seen with a beer in hand, and he sang along. Him and Jordan did Wagon Wheel.
Okay. Oh no! And everyone left. No,
yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right. It's. I don't know if you can hear any of this. So,
oh wow!
I don't. Yeah, Peyton's just up there, and he looks like that guy that wants to like dance, but he's not confident to do it. So he's just kind of move around to it a little bit.
I have to say that Peyton Manning doesn't mind looking ridiculous.
No,
he can do it, and he kind of looked ridiculous there. So I guess kudos to you, Peyton Manning.
I don't know if it's a matter of he doesn't care, or he's that confident, or if it's a combination of it, whatever it is, I love it.
He's got it. Yeah,
Peyton,
you're right.
Manning, man. He's got it. Since that first time seeing him host SNL, I have just been a fan.
His confidence as a quarterback has kind of spilled over into his life, his regular life now. He's retired.
He is like, we see this all the time with athletes. Michael Jordan notoriously will right now, anywhere he is in the world, gamble with somebody or race somebody or play a game of a pig or anything. Just the competition in some of these athletes, it never goes away. And especially in retirement, they don't know what to do with it. It's just great to see Peyton Manning just living his life. Like, he's done.
It's a little different. I like it.
I'm good. Now I'm going to get a gut. I'm going to go show up at country concerts and sing along horribly.
In a lot of ways, it actually reminds me kind of Joe Namath did something similar after he retired. He did something
enjoy
like that.
Enjoy it. Here's Rascal Flatts, Enjoying Life, and As a Highway on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
that you travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door. The blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Got it rough. the coast of Carolina. Catch the Outer Banks sunrise every day of our lives. Find a little spot in Arizona. Decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll out of. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that road. From the Church of Christ, where you got baptized, we can raise a couple kids up good in the same red dirt, little neck of the woods, yeah. Girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go, but if you wanna stay, I was thinking we could make this hometown home. We could go to your grandma's every Sunday. You know I love her and her five-star suppers. Take it back to the field we had our first day. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other Main Street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all the things we'd miss. We can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that road. From the Church of Christ, we got baptized.
FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Imagine a dirt road full of potholes with a creek bank and some cane poles catching channel cat. I'm a little more country than that. Picture a small town with an old hound laying out front of the courthouse while the old men chew the fat. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. More country than that. Think of a Hank song from days gone with a steel rod that's so strong it sends chills up your back. I'm a little more country than that. If you want to break home in a school zone with the doors locked and alarms on, girl, you're way off track. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this.
country than that.
Means football, a few cold ones, and those gorgeous fall colors. And don't forget, 105.5 WIRI.
Turn me on, turn me off, then you turn me back on by the weekend. And you won't say the words that I want, but you flirt when you're drinking. I see those bubbles pop up like you're texting, then they disappear. Let's cut to the quick and let's get to what we're doing here. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names in a tattoo, or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand? Yeah, I want you to want me to take you back home to my mama. Put my name on your lips, call me yours, and forget all this drama. Forget it all. Your makeup is next to my toothbrush, but you never put it away on the shelf. I'm asking you, baby, cause I'm tired of asking myself. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names and a tattoo, or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing, are we dancing in the kitchen, baby? Tell me what it is or what it isn't. Are we written in the stars, baby? Are we written in the sand? Wash right off my hands. Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand? Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand?
Dominion 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Got a fun thing we're doing around here. It is the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. We're doing thanks to our friends at Rapids Transmission. We're giving you a chance at the top of the 7, 9, 11, 1, 5, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours to text us a keyword to get in on the winning, Seth.
Yes, because we want you to win. We want you to qualify and we want you to win. Every time you text in during those hours, you get one opportunity per hour to text in the keyword. You're entered to win a daily drawing, which is $200 and some gold bling, if you will. And then you're also entered into our fantastic grand prize, which is two club-level tickets, Minnesota versus Green Bay, November 23rd. Yes, it is going to be a fantastic game. Oh, I mean, at this point, well, we all know this, right? It doesn't matter what the record is at that point. If they're even fighting for the, you know, the division title or whatever, doesn't matter. Nope. It's going to be a fantastic game.
I've never gone to a game. Well, I've never been to an NFL game,
right?
But I've been to a bunch of college football games. Mm-hmm. I've never been to an NFL one, and I've never been to a game where like nice seats, that kind of thing.
Something like this,
let alone a press box or anything like that, or like that they're going to have with this or anything. It sounds really cool.
The players have to deal with the elements. You know, who knows? November December 23rd. It could be snow. Could be any number of things. You don't have to worry about it. You're going to be nice inside. It's going to be perfect. Great view. I mean, it's going to be great.
It's especially if you haven't gotten to experience a game like that.
Yes.
It's a fun way to, you know, even if it's just once and you don't get to experience it that way.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And all you got to do is have that Civic Media app handy. We're going to have that next word for you in the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Be listening for that. We'll get into our schedule. We got some other great stuff going on around here coming up in just a moment. We got to talk high school sports and all that. Right now, it's Montgomery Gentry and Gone, a 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
This ain't no temporary, typical, tearful goodbye. This ain't no breaking up and waking up and making up one more time. This is gone.
Gone,
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 gone.
Gone like a freight train, gone like yesterday. Gone like a soldier in the Civil War, bang, bang. Gone like a 59 Cadillac, like all the good things that ain't never coming back. Gone,
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 gone, gone, gone.
This ain't no give it time, I'm hurting, but maybe we can work it out. Won't be no champagne, red rose, romance, second chance. This is gone,
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 gone.
Gone like a freight train, gone like yesterday. Gone like a soldier in the Civil War, bang, bang. Gone like a 59 Cadillac, like all the good things.
I'm Craig Orndorff on the next Weekend in the Country. We're heading back to early October 1997, when there was a huge bank robbery in North Carolina. Steve Jobs returned to Apple, and the Florida Marlins were on their way to winning the World Series. And on the countdown that week were hits by Tim McGraw, Diamond Rio, Leanne Womack, Dina Carter, and many more. And we'll have them on the next Weekend in the Country.
Sunday nights from 6 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI.
Get ready to go for the green and gold.
Oh, my God.
With 105.5 WIRI. listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 105.5 WIRI. Sponsored locally by
Rapids Transmission. At Rapids Transmission, they're known for their excellent transmission work, but they do so much more. Call them today at 715-423-1100 for a free quote on your next repair. That's 715-423-1100.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Country favorites and classics 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Wrong. Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot Daisy, out in the shack with the blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, tripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. She was all uptown, wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. And up in the loft, that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Junior league parties and having dinner at the country club. Everyone thought they were Ken and Barbie, but Ken was always getting way too drunk. Saturday night after a few too many, he came home ready to fight, and all his money could never save Jenny from the devil living in his eyes. It was all bruises, covered in makeup, dark sunglasses. And that next morning, sitting in the back with the Baptist, she could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. And up in the loft, that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. You just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing.
Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Hi, this is Alan Jackson.
Hi, this is Reba.
Hey, this is Kenny Rogers.
105.5 WIRI.
Slamming rubber, squealing gears, a jamming local country station, just a blaring on a radio. Pick him up at 7 and they're heading to the rodeo. Mama's on the front porch screaming out her warning, girl, you better get your red head back in bed before the morning. Clock the show is in, but the fun is just beginning. She knows he's anticipating, but she's gonna keep him waiting. Grab a bite to eat, and then they're heading to the honky tonk. But loud crowds of line dancing just ain't what they really want. Drive out to the boondocks and park down by the creek, hey, where it's George Strait, a real lady dancing cheek to cheek. Ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck. Sun comes up. That truck is rocking, 2 is coming, still no stopping. Break and check the clock at 3, they're right on where they want to be. And 4 o'clock, get up, get going, 5 o'clock, every just screw away.
comes up. Saturday, her folks don't know he's on his way. The stalls are clean, the horse is fed. They say she's grounded till she's dead. Well, here he comes around the bend, slowing down. She's jumping in. Hey, Mom, your daughter's gone, and there they go again. Ain't going down till the sun comes up.
Harmonica in that one.
Yeah, very nice.
Garth Brooks for you, 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Go ahead and get ready for that second cup, everybody. It's coming up for you.
It is just around the corner, and also just around the corner, the next keyword on our multi-state text to win, go for the green and gold contest. So get those that Civic Media app out, ready to go. Go to WIRI. Should make it your favorite station anyway, because yeah, you know you're going to go back there.
Do it.
Get it ready and easy. And plus, lots of great stuff to listen to as well. We got some Cowboy with Your Coffee at 9:30. Later on in the day, Katie Cruz will be here from 12 to 4, and she's going to have a couple of words for you. And then later on this evening, Laura's Lounge from 5 to 9, and she'll have a couple of words for you as well. So keep listening all day long for great music and a lot of fun.
Have a good morning, everybody. Here's some Sam Hunt for you on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
If you were looking at me or not, you'd probably smile like that all the time. I don't mean to bother you, but I couldn't just walk by and not say hi. And I know your name, cause everybody in here knows your name. You're not looking for anything right now, so I don't wanna come on strong. But don't get me wrong, your eyes are so intimidating. My heart is pounding, but it's just a conversation. No, girl, I'm not wasted. You don't know me. I don't know you, but I want to. And I don't want to steal your freedom. I don't want to change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just want to take your time. I don't want to wreck your Friday. I ain't gonna waste my life. Take your heart, I just wanna take your time. And I know it starts with hello, the next thing you know, you try to be nice, and some guy's getting too close, trying to pick you up, trying to get you to run. And I'm sure one of your friends is about to come over here, cause she's supposed to save you from random guys that talk too much and wanna stay too long. It's the same old song and dance, but I think you know it well. You could've rolled your ass, told me to go to hell. Could've walked away, but you're still here, and I'm still here.
come on, let's see where it goes. Your time.
Notice the leaves changing colors or feel that cool, crisp air at night? Maybe you've even started reaching for your favorite hoodie. Fall is in the air, and with that, the smell of pumpkin spice lattes. Curl up with a good book and your favorite cup of coffee or tea. Downtown at From the Ground Up Coffee House. Don't let the coolness slow you down. Warm up and get going. Or get comfy and dive into that book. From the Ground Up Coffee House, where every day starts with a smile and a good cup of chill.
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in, and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on Playmakers and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on!
Rest to shine and pause to save. Now at Home Furniture and Design. Take 10% off all qualifying stressless furniture or $400 off select stressless power recliners. Plus, get $200 off each stressless Laurel and Mint dining or home office chairs. Shop Home Furniture and Design, Post Road in Plover, and West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Why not take the stress off your body with stressless?
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Another person has announced they're running for governor. Missy Hughes, who until recently was the secretary of Wisconsin's Economic Development Agency, meaning the field of Democrats has gotten more crowded as the field of Republicans got thinner before the weekend. Savannah Tome Olson has the details.
Hughes has served as secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation since 2019. She left her post about a week and a half ago, rumored to be entering the gubernatorial race. Here's how her first campaign ad begins.
I'm Missy Hughes. There are a few things you need to know about me.
Missy's a Democrat who understands the economy.
She spent years growing Wisconsin businesses.
And worked to strengthen main streets across Wisconsin. The biggest thing, I'm running for governor.
Hughes emphasizes her business background and says that is what sets her apart.
I spent 17 years as a dairy industry executive, growing Organic Valley to $1 billion in sales and keeping Wisconsin family farmers on their land.
The field of Democrats running just keeps growing, and now we can add Hughes to the list, along with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, State Senator Kelda Royce, State Representative Francesca Hong, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Meanwhile, the roster of Republicans running changed last week. Congressman Tom Tiffany joined the race on Tuesday, and Friday afternoon, businessman Bill Berrien dropped out. He was found to be following sexually explicit accounts online, and at least one of them was a trans performer. Although during his campaign, Berrien was critical of the trans community and ran ads saying he would, quote, keep boys out of our daughter's sports and locker rooms, end quote. That leaves Tiffany and Washington County Executive Josh Shulman running as Republicans. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and once again mild, our high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
The bar was empty. I was sweeping up the floor. That's when she walked in. I said, I'm sorry, but we're closed. She said, I know, but I'm afraid I left my purse. I said, I put one back behind the bar. I bet it's probably yours. And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in conversation. Said you'll only get this back on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. Chairs up and the lights turned way down low. The music played, we held each other close. Out. I had found the one that I had always dreamed about. And then one evening, when she stopped by after work, I pulled a diamond ring out of the pocket of my shirt. And as her eyes filled up with tears, she said, this is the last thing I expect. She took me by the hand, said I'll only marry you on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and the lights turned way down. What happened on
on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store. Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to house. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long, we meet in the middle.
It's been 7 years tomorrow since we set our vows. Under that old pine tree, you ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, remind me and you, if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do.
I'd start falling.